because we up just because we increase the volume, right? Technique stays the same.
Go ahead.
All right, hot Consuelo. Hot Consuelo. Okay, here we go. 8-0.
Okay, remember the bouncing ball? That's what I need you to think of. Okay? Yeah. When you play it, yeah. You know, on. Yeah. You want to wait the 8 or you want to come right in?
You can wait the 8 the way we normally do it. That second note is on the zombie.
Yes.
Okay? It's not do, do, do. Do, 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 do. Downbeat on the second note.
Bouncing ball, right? Just like we did in warm up, okay? That's what that primary motive should sound like.
Same thing. Articulations, the accents on these, okay? Because I don't hear the weight at the beginning of some of those notes. You need to bring those out. Those hairpin accents are just little decrescendos. The front of the note is bigger, and then it connects with the next note, but you need to put some weight at the beginning of the note. Yeah. Yep, you're with the mellophone, Jeff. That's a tuba.
Second note, the more weight.
Yeah.
Give the downbeat. Let them. They're not right now. They're putting the weight on the first note. Make them give them the second note.
Second note has a drive in. Second note is the weighted note. That gets driven into the third note. Do 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 do.
Hear the difference?
Do do do
do do.
One, two, ready, go.
Now don't rush.
Try to maintain this 1/6, okay? Here we go.
Was there a phrase ending there, or are we just going to be loud to the release? I don't mean to sound sarcastic, okay? But we always have to know that that release is coming, and we've got to drive to it. That's the only way that that sound is going to resonate into the release. You don't want a flat release. You want it to echo, and people go, ooh, that sounded nice. Yeah.